we just pushing each other to get better every day. Stepping into that leadership role, I'm just pushing the guys to just listen to coaching and just apply it to practice every day. I kind of lead by example and just push myself every day, and hopefully the rest of the guys do the same thing.
What's it like working with Coach Ambrose?
It's been a great experience so far. He got a great experience. You know, he can't play 13 years in the league. Learning different things from him, different techniques, is just broadening my horizon and just looking at the corner position in a totally different way.
What did you learn from last season, getting a bigger and bigger role? What did you take from last year?
It just make me more grateful for the game, knowing that it truly is a blessing. I'm just gradually learning more and more, and I'm just happy with the process and just enjoying it.
One of my favorite parts about watching you is the energy you play with on the field. Sometimes it manifests itself in talking to the opposing wide receiver. So if you do that interaction, the battle, even if it's mental, between a corner and a receiver, I mean, what goes into that kind of a matchup?
I mean, I'm one of those guys, I play with my heart. I play with my passion. So I just got to control that while I'm on the field. I like playing hard, you know. So ever since I was a little kid, I played with a passion and tenacity for the game. So I just got to control that.
Did you play receiver at all when you were in high school?
Nah, really, nah. I was pretty much straight defense, played a little like returner, but that's about it.
So how does a corner get an upper hand on a receiver? Because it seems like the rules favor the receiver.
I mean, they do, but that's why we play corner. We athletes. Not everybody can run a route backwards. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you just got to be athletic enough to do it. So it is what it is.
Jonathan Moxie with us, and you mentioned you got to control it. So have you ever, like, watched yourself back on film and think, like, wait, what was I thinking? Did I let my emotions take over? Have you ever, like, looked back and watched yourself and wonder, like, what was going through your mind at a certain point?
I mean, I know what's going on in my mind, but, I mean, looking from the outside in, it's kind of hard to judge a person because you never really know what's going on. You just see what you see from the outside in. You don't know what's going on the field. So, yeah, you just got to control it sometimes and know that somebody's always watching and just try to stay calm at all times, leave that inner energy inside, you know.
Behind Tyler, you got a lot more young guys. You got guys like Donzel Roddy, Ladarrell Blair. What have you seen from some of the younger guys in the unit?
You could obviously just see it from starting off in the workouts. Those guys are getting after it. Everybody's competing. There's no lockdown spots. Everybody trying to make it onto the field in the fall. So it starts in the spring. So everybody's out there competing and just getting ready.
How has the transition gone from Coach Yates to now you got Coach Avalos as a DC and a new DBs coach? How's the transition gone for you?
They made it very easy for us, and I feel like we're making it very easy for them, being as open as we can to new coaching and just listening to them, because we know that every coach has different things that they can offer you.
I know it's a different position, but he was one of the leaders on the team, talking about Darian Thompson, and I've heard stories of other members of the secondary talking about specific examples of how he's helped that member of the secondary get better. Do you have any stories on how Darian specifically has helped you improve?
Yeah, man, he used to push me in practice all the time, competing against me, trying to see who's going to make the most plays in practice. And I think that's what we do now. We push each other to make plays in practice, and I think that's one thing that will help the culture in the secondary and push us to make plays. As long as we're competing against each other, we'll always get better every day.
For you personally, Jonathan, what do you want to improve most going forward?
Just my overall, everything overall. It's not one thing in particular. I just want to be more focused on details and just make plays for my team.
Do you have individual goals that you set for yourself every year?
Nah, the only goals I got is team goals. I want to win football games. I want to do my job within the defense and help the corners, help the secondary, help the entire defense as a whole.